Let's do the birthday scam.
She wanted to remain anonymous because she's a prosecutor here in town. Recently was on a fabulous vacation.
She was just staying in a hotel, and their friends were staying on the club level. So they had access to one of those club lounges that has all the amenities and drinks. But her friends slipped them an extra card. So they're sneaking upstairs and going into the level and, you know, taking advantage of all the free hors d'oeuvres. And so I'm going to call from the hotel saying we found out.
Charge her more for the hotel stay. She used the club level person.
Hi, my name is Larry Murphy with the hotel. How are you today?
Hi. I'm just fine. How are you, Mr. Murphy?
Great. We have a billing matter that I'd like to straighten out. My information is that you took advantage of the club floor and its amenities, but you stayed on a different floor.
Yes. We visited our friends.
Right.
And we brought our own alcohol.
Well, that's not what I understand.
Well, I couldn't drink anyway, first of all.
Well, somebody did.
I'm 7 months pregnant. And I know that if you check with housekeeping, my husband had his own bottle of bourbon and his own bottle of scotch in our room.
As you know, that club level is for people that are staying on the club floor.
Yes.
But you were not staying on the club floor.
Yeah, I was watching the kids. That was my job.
Uh-huh.
Because I was the only one who couldn't drink.
So it was your husband then?
Pardon me?
So it was your husband that was using the club
lounge.
Well,
both of us did, because we had to bring kids back and forth.
And I don't want to make a big stink out of it, but I would like to recoup, if I could, some of the difference, because that does cost us.
Can I talk to my husband and see what he did?
My information is that your husband puts it away pretty good, if I may say so.
Who do they say is my husband?
Well, they remember him, and they said that he probably easily did $100 of alcohol a day.
You're kidding.
No. For 4 days, that'd be approximately $400.
I can't imagine.
Well, it adds up pretty quick when you're just hitting the booze first thing out of bed all day long.
He didn't hit the booze when he got out of bed.
Well, I know how these trips go. I mean, that's what you're there for.
But he didn't. I was with him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how he could do that much. At first, I was surprised, too, but does he have a drinking problem or something?
No, not at all.
Were you with him 100% of the time?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. Well, maybe he was sneaking in there, hitting the old complimentary bar. Then you tell me he had another bottle in the room.
Yes, no, two, a bottle of scotch and bourbon.
Good Lord.
Well, we entertained our guests in our room as well.
Sure. Well, we can do one of two things. We could charge, I think, $100 a day would be fair, and then also the rate of a club-level room. That's $220 a night.
I don't think that's fair.
I'll tell you what. You seem like you want to cooperate. I called there. You're an attorney of some type?
Yes, sir.
A prosecutor?
Yes, sir.
You know, maybe we could work out a deal.
Okay.
I have a charge coming up for me personally that maybe you could help me with.
Doesn't work that way. Sorry.
Well, I'm just talking about...
Well, I don't want to know about any of your personal charges.
It's an indecent exposure charge. It was. It's a trumped-up thing. I got locked out of my house. That's why I was running down the street naked. The fact that I stayed out there for 3 hours, I suppose, didn't help. Is there anything you can do for me?
Wow. Happy birthday.
Yeah, your husband wanted us to call you with the birthday scam. It's Dean and Raj.
Did you guys think I was going to help you with your personal charge?
I thought if anybody could help, you could pull some strings.
Wrong.
I guess I'm still stuck with that.
You guys are so funny. I listen to you all the time. I can't believe this happened to me.
All my life.
Oh, this is good.
So hard that I went blind. There you were, standing in front of me. Right in front of me.
This is another song from Kiefer.
Yeah, Susie and I were both able to guess it instantly when you quizzed us off the air.
Because we've done this before where you try Kiefer. To... With Kiefer, because he fancies himself a singer.
We've done him, Russell Crowe.
Kevin Costner. They all kind of sing the same...
Kevin Bacon. there's someone else forgetting, too, that was another star. But
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick was probably a little bit better than this. He actually had a legitimate radio hit. Kiefer is like, he's okay here as long as they have him in a song that doesn't have a lot of range in it, right? He's just kind of singing in the middle like this. Look at raspy, bluesy thing.
Not a lot of range to it.
No, yes. We're almost on the same note all the way through.
Wasn't enough.
He's performing now across the country, playing bars with 250, 300 people.
Sounds like a bar singer.
Yeah. But this feeling's hit me so
strong. Still, I would be. It seems like it'd be a bar if they didn't know who he was, where no one would really be paying attention.
Oh, yeah, if he wasn't Kiefer Sutherland.
If they weren't the Keith song, I'd be playing Golden Tee. Who's the dude in the corner? I don't know. He's not bad. Tell him to turn it down a little bit. We can't talk. I'm trying to talk over here.
What's the protocol when you get on the Golden Tee? How long are you allowed to stay on it? I mean, if there are people, the other people that want to play. Do you get to play as long as you want?
Yeah, if you got the machine.
You
I
mean,
usually
it.
You have a group, you know. You play by yourself, but usually we'll have two, three, or up to a foursome. And we've gone in and played it all night.
Just sit, flop down on it, camp on it.
One game for four is going to take about a half hour.
Yeah. Just to make you mine. He co-wrote this, so, I mean, it's not bad. We'll post this on our social media.
Horrible.
Yeah, check it out. It's really, really just okay.
He's on a show now, isn't he?
He was on the show where he's the president.
Oh, okay.
He's not on 24 anymore. There's a new guy on 24.
Yeah.
Which it's not doing well. Bring it down. No, I wouldn't change a thing.
So is he doing kind of a country thing, or I don't know what you call this.
This is country-ish.
He was at the CMA Awards.
Yeah, it's country. I'll do anything. I guess.
Country legends.
I'll do anything.
Take it home, Kiefer. Yeah, I'll do anything.
Why have background singers if you only hear them on the last note? All right, we'll post that. It's not horrible. Right now, we need to give away the Sting tickets. Let's bring in our player, our first player anyway. This is Josh from Lake Jackson. How you doing down there, Josh?
Good, and yourself?
How was the weather? Because you had some heavy, heavy showers.
Actually, I didn't really see very much of it.
Okay. Well, good, I guess. So let's play the game now.
Okay.
You have to identify the movie theme to win the Sting tickets. We're going to pipe it through the phone. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Listen closely. Can you name the movie, Josh?
Oh, man. It sounds like Charlie Chaplin or something.
Charlie Chaplin?
I get where you're going. Like, because a lot of times they would just have piano behind his silent films.
Has an old-timey sound to
it. Yeah, it does have an old-timey. Yes. It is not a Charlie Chaplin movie.
All right. Sorry. Aaron's on the line. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Can you hear this theme through the phone?
Yes, I can.
You have to give us the name of the movie correctly in order to win Sting tickets. What is the name of the movie?
Well, that's a tough one for sure. It sounds vaguely familiar, but...
3 seconds.
I'll pass on this one. Thanks, though.
All right.
All right.
To Chad. Hello, Chad.
How you doing, guys?
Pretty good.
Chad, the prize today is Sting tickets. What is the name of this movie?
I'm telling you, you guys made it really easy for me. Thank you very much. It is Marvin Hamlisch, The Sting.
Yeah, get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Robert Redford, Paul Newman.
You're going to see Sting.
You knew the Sting.
You knew the Sting.
Stupid.
You guys are too funny. That's great.
Yeah. All right, hang on. We'll get your information, and you'll see Sting when he comes February 23rd at the Smart Financial Center.
It's in my backyard. Love it.
All right, perfect.
Susie thought of this, by the way. I think it's ridiculous. I thought we were... Far way above this. But
we had no other Sting trivia, nothing.
Right.
I was like,
we're out, yeah. All right, good job, sir. Hang on, you're the winner.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Spring training is underway, which means two things. Every team thinks they're a contender, and it's time for weird sports injuries. I don't know why, but it seems to strike Major League Baseball players more than other sports. I remember when Hunter Pence walked through a sliding glass door at spring training with the Astros.
But poor Royals pitcher Brian Flynn didn't even make it to camp. Days before he was to report to Arizona, he fell through the roof of his barn, breaking a rib and fracturing his vertebrae.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to miss at least 8 weeks, which is a shame. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that he makes enough money to hire someone to fix that barn. I know Nolan Ryan can relate. He once got bit by a rattlesnake while working on his ranch. For the record, broken vertebrae are the most common sports injuries in today's professional athletes, Dean.
Ah.
From picking up their paycheck.
Oh.
That's today's wild pitch.
It's Wednesday, but we have a couple of choice candidates already for Dumbass of the Week. Exhibit A, Harrison Ford.
Right, landing in a taxi lane in at the airport, just clearing a commercial airliner full of passengers.
And then seemingly put out by it.
He's and seemingly put out all the time anymore. He's at that age.
So I was like, who put that plane there?
Was there supposed to be a plane below me?
The hell's going on here?
Yeah.
So he definitely would have to be on there, and thankfully nobody was hurt, so we can put him on. If that had ended in tragedy, we probably wouldn't have put him
on.
But he's in now. And then you have the guy from Guns N' Roses who introduces the band in every city and has for like the last 30 years.
He travels with them. I think he's one of their tech people.
He brings them out. He yells the name of the city, but he yelled the wrong city name.
Yeah. He gets the crowd fired up. You know, a lot of bands, the lights just kind of come on or dim and then they come out. I know, and you and I have done so many stage announcements at like the Woodlands or wherever, and they don't even want the Loco Yoko DJ introducing the band.
Yeah.
You have to clear the stage, you know, 20 minutes before they're coming out.
Right.
But Guns N' Roses has kind of this presentation they do, and this guy screams the city and then introduces them.
They're in Melbourne, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what he said.
Sydney!
Boo!
We're stuck in traffic! So here's what you get! From Hollywood, Guns and Roses!
All right, just kept going.
Yeah, the crowd got
even
over.
Knew. Look, in fairness to him, it was a 50-50 shot. Sydney and Melbourne are the two cities we can name in Australia.
Yeah.
Americans. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
They have other ones.
I don't know them. He took a shot. It's either Sydney or it's Melbourne. I'm
trying to think if I could name
Perth.
The third. Perth is the other one, yeah.
All right, so he had a 33% chance. So the odds have gone 1-3.
Crikey down.
Sydney!
Yeah. You know, these Aussies, too, they're cranky.
Right. With their big beers and their big knives. You better
oversized knives and beers.
You better yell the right city.
Yeah. All right.